Cases of COVID-19 are rising to a third peak right now in much of the U.S., and as we've heard many times, one of the main weapons against the continued spread of the disease is widespread testing. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, the Broad Institute is playing a pivotal role providing testing at college campuses and nursing homes all over New England. To date, the Institute has performed more than 3.6 million coronavirus tests. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports on how this prominent DNA research center transitioned to helping colleges bring students back to campus this fall.
On a late afternoon, a parade of drivers pull up to the curb in front of a nondescript building in Cambridge, Massachusetts, bringing coolers and cartons and styrofoam boxes inside. Some are professional delivery people, like medical courier Brendan Anderson.
I probably come here maybe 7 or 8 times a day. Today I came here about 8 times, just because we got a really big influx of samples today.
Samples for coronavirus testing. Joyce Maudy is the assistant athletic director at Roger Williams University in Rhode Island.
Every day we bring about 1,000 tests up here so that we can get it turned around in 24 hours and make sure our students and faculty and staff are safe and doing our part.
Add up all those deliveries and you get more than 70,000 coronavirus tests a day, all processed here. Stacey Gabriel is senior director of the genomics platform at the Broad Institute and oversees all of this. She says the goal is to get to over 100,000 tests a day soon, and the ramp up is challenging but working.
I think we're all learning a lot together with our users. None of this has been done before. College campuses have never ordered thousands of diagnostic tests for their students every day before.
And the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard has never tested millions of samples for viruses before. The Broad is known as a powerhouse of the young science of genomics, DNA research seeking to understand diseases like schizophrenia and cancer. It houses the largest collection of machines for analyzing DNA in the country. Normally, they're used almost entirely for research. But this March was anything but normal.
Testing just wasn't there as we needed it.
Dr. Deborah Hung is a leading researcher at the Broad and also an infectious disease doctor at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. At the beginning of the pandemic, she had a frustrating time arranging a test for a patient.
12 continuous hours of my making phone calls.
On the morning of March 9th, Hung and a colleague discussed what it would take to do large-scale coronavirus testing, high-throughput robotics, expertise handling the samples, and a certified lab that could do the type of testing needed.
There are not that many institutions where all of those converge. And so I would say literally it was 2 seconds to click.
Dr. Hung broached the idea of using the Broad's DNA machines for coronavirus testing with Eric Lander, president of the Broad Institute.
Deb Hung called up, and she was so adamant. You have to do this. I said, of course.
He figured the Broad already had a team running a top DNA analysis center.
And they knew how to take any process and make it automated and efficient and inexpensive. And so all I had to do was say yes. And basically over a 3-day weekend, they came back with a plan for doing high-throughput COVID testing.
Within weeks, the Institute was running over 1,000 tests a day from Massachusetts nursing homes and homeless shelters and hospitals. Other DNA research centers around the country have also stepped up to help with testing, including Baylor College of Medicine in Houston and the University of California, Davis. Dr. Eric Green, the director of the National Human Genome Research Institute, says these centers are not typical academic research labs.
They are mini factories that happen to be residing at academic research facilities. And that's key. And it's both the infrastructure, but it is also this meticulous attention to every aspect of the process, from samples coming in the door to data going out on the internet.
Among them, the Broad's testing effort is by far the biggest.
I mean, the Broad has really went all in a very aggressive way.
And the testing capacity it built is now allowing thousands of college students to be on campus. In May, a group of college leaders approached the Broad. They'd concluded that the only way they could bring students back was if they could test them a lot. Dr. Paula Johnson, the president of Wellesley College, says they set up a program that could be used by a wide range of public and private institutions. The Broad is a nonprofit and provides the testing at cost, about $25 a test.
This is not a money-making venture. This is a public service. We wouldn't be able to do this without the Broad.
The outer limit of the Broad's capacity is likely around 150,000 tests a day. But mass testing is not what the Broad is really for.
I'm viewing their role as short-term first responders.
Eric Green from the National Human Genome Research Institute says the Broad was positioned to help in a crisis, but its mission is research. So how long will it keep doing all this testing? Here's Broad President Eric Lander.
As long as necessary, which we hope is very short.
For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.